Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
Have you thought about buying your first apartment complex but just don't know where to start? Well, in this video, we're going to lay out a framework on how to buy that first apartment complex. Because remember, we don't lack motivation, we lack clarity. And I'm going to give you clarity on how to get that first apartment complex. Let's get to it. First one, decide. Just decide about multifamily. I want you to challenge your limiting beliefs. What's holding you back? I had the same limiting beliefs that a lot of you out there had. I didn't have the time. I didn't have the money. I didn't have the education. I didn't have the experience. I didn't have the credibility, on and on and on. Once I decided that multifamily was for the way for me to go, that's it. I had that inflection point in my life. I wanted to go. I had the clarity. Decision made, burn the ships. That was really very important to me. The next step is massive education. I started in other niches before I got into multifamily. I didn't have education. Terrible idea. I didn't know what I was doing. I thought I was saving money by not investing in my education. Well, I lost a lot of money. There are two ways that you can learn. You can either learn on the street, like I did, which is really, really expensive, or you can learn from a mentor, from a coach. That's the way I ended up learning multifamily, and the rest is history. For me, it was amazing. At Jake and Gino, we like to say education times action equals results. But if you haven't decided and you haven't thought about taking education, you don't know where to go. You're like a ship without a rudder. The next one, where do you start with that education? Start with a mentor. There's two ways to do it. You either pay to play, like I did, or you seek to serve. Go out there. Find a partner, find a mentor, find someone who's going to help you or someone that you can add value to. It's all about adding value to someone else. If you're going to mentor with somebody, really, really important. I want you to go out there with that mindset. It's all about going in there and just learning the niche, really drilling down and give yourself some time because there's a lot to learn in this space or in any real estate space, but just go out there and start focusing on getting educated. Now, the next one is selecting a market. Now, once you've got that education, once you know multifamily is for you, once you've learned the buy right, the manage right, the finance right, you're learning all these steps, you have to select the market. A lot of new investors, what they do is they're like, I'm gonna choose three or four different markets. They can't focus. That's the problem. You have to learn one specific market and learn everything about that market, that city, whether it's the job growth, the population growth, the types of jobs there, the expenses, what rents are going for. If you're in three or four different markets, it's very, very difficult to learn all that information. You're gonna be scattered. Remember, you wanna focus on something. It's really like focusing first on multifamily. Now let's focus on that one market, really to drill down. And the other reason why you wanna focus on one market is you need to create relationships. Multifamily and real estate in general is all about relationships. And one of those key relationships is brokers. So imagine if you're in three or four different markets, you've gotta discuss in those three or four different markets and learn those brokers in those three or four different markets. But if you're in one market, all you're doing is focusing on those brokers in that one market, creating those relationships. It's gonna take a couple months to create those relationships, have those brokers give you a call back, have them feel comfortable with you. But while you're doing that, like I said, you're getting educated, you're speaking the lingo, you know what expenses per unit are, you know what cap rates are, cash on cash returns, what IRR is, all these things that you're gonna be speaking to with a broker, you're gonna make them feel comfortable that they're speaking to an educated investor. Now the next step, underwrite. Now this is a key component. Jake and Gino, we have the Deal Analyzer suite of calculators. There's a lot of different calculators and templates out there that actually do underwriting, and you can use any one of them. Just get comfortable with somebody's calculator. Whatever one you want to select, it doesn't make a difference. Learn how to underwrite. But the important thing with underwriting is it's not just plugging numbers into a calculator. Learn how to read that offering memorandum. That offering memorandum tells the story. Important, get the T12s, the trailing 12 months of numbers from a property when you start underwriting them. And your goal when you're underwriting deals, we like to say, Jake and Gino, it's the race to 80. You need to get 80 deals before, believe it or not, you actually close one. So if you're underwriting one deal a week, guess what? It's gonna take you 80 weeks. It's gonna take you a year and a half to find that one deal. If you're doing four deals a week, what does that come out to? That comes out to 20 weeks. So as you can see, the more deals you can underwrite, the better you're going to be. And underwriting is all about practice. Get those T12s, get those offering memorandums, start plugging them into your template and start underwriting those deals. The more deals you can underwrite, the quicker you're going to get to that first deal. Now the next one, you need to look for properties with what we call a value add component, right? That's our strategy. And that's what I think every investor in multifamily really needs to look at. Now value add can mean certain different things. Now what we've coined the term valuation through operation, not renovation. Now, I'm not gonna go into the three pillars of real estate in this video because it's too long, but in this type of the market cycle, we're not looking at deals just to renovate units. We're looking at it through operational inefficiencies. The expenses, are they paying too much for payroll? Are contract services too high? We're looking for, you know, those properties that have those operational inefficiencies. That's the value add component. The other one that everyone's looking for are rents lower. Every real estate broker on the planet is going to tell you that rents are lower. But remember, number four, markets, you're gonna know if the broker's telling you the truth or not. So look for those properties with those value adds. Are expenses too high? Is income too low? Or can you add other incomes? What we do at Jake and Gino, we like traditionally not using security deposits anymore. We use non-refundable move-in fees. That really increases our income. We're also looking for other ways to increase income. So, as an investor, always be looking for that value add component when you're underwriting deals. Now the next one, team. Team is crucial. That's why Jake and Gina, we created that community of investors. There's people that can lean on each other. The team is gonna hold you accountable. What does your team look like in multifamily? Well, first and foremost, if you have a partner, really, really important. Team, I would not be here without Jake in multifamily. So he was really my first team member. Then from there, starting to look at deals, the next team members we already have are the brokers. You need to get out there and start networking with real estate brokers. Then after that, you can start adding team members like your CPA, your syndication attorney, an insurance broker. And let's not forget investors. There's two things you're going to be doing in multifamily. You're going to be sourcing for deals and you're going to be sourcing for capital. And investors are an important component to that because we will be using creative financing techniques, right? Getting into deals. But as you start scaling up, syndication is an amazing tool in the toolbox that will allow you to scale up. We've syndicated a few deals. We love that model. That's one portion of our buy right framework. We use syndication, but we had to create those investors. So start building that team out as you're underwriting deals and going into markets. But the first and foremost, that broker is the most important team member. Now the next one, start putting those offers. Now, I don't want you to start firing off crazy offers. I want you to start putting in realistic offers, start networking with those brokers, putting in those offers, right? And see what you get back. Next one, rejection. We're all gonna get rejection. That's what's gonna happen. Right now, what buyers are asking, willing to pay for these properties, and what sellers are asking, what we call the delta. Sellers are looking for just unrealistic expectations with these prices, and buyers, a lot of them aren't willing to pay. That's where we are in this part of the market cycle. So expect rejection. It's okay, that's part of the business. Remember, market cycles ebb and flow. So we will be going back to sooner or later a buyer's market. But for the time being, put in those offers, expect rejection. And remember, let's go back to number one, where you decided multifamily. This is why you need to be clear. This is why you need to have a big why. Because once you get those rejections, if you don't have a strong enough why, or you really haven't decided upon multifamily, it's a lot easier to quit, that shiny object syndrome. Well, multifamily, and for me, guess what? I'm going to crypto, or I'm going to self-storage. I don't want to see you do that. You need to stick into this game long term to be able to have success. And if you get rejected once or twice, that's okay. We've been rejected hundreds of times in the last 3 or 4 years because we're not going to overpay. We're being very diligent with the buy right portion of our framework. So expect rejection, continue to push on. Next one. Finally, you got a deal. All of a sudden, somebody actually said yes to your offer. It's the best feeling in the world. But you know what? Now is the time to go to work. once you've got that deal, it's exciting. And at the same time, it's scary. It's a great feeling. Once you've got that deal in the contract, go to work. Learn that manage right portion of the framework. And as you can see here, this is a rinse and repeat, right? This is just continuing to do the same thing. Markets, you're going to underwrite deals, building the team, putting in offers, getting rejected, and getting that deal under contract. Now, in the next video, what I'm going to share with you is how to underwrite a deal quickly, how to get a deal and underwrite it quickly so you can say yes or no to that deal. Until next time, let's just go out there and let's make it happen.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.